they're solid. Always, it's always fun going against them just because you always know you're going to get their best. So, I don't know. I feel like, especially this fall camp, it's like our linebackers especially and our D-line are getting better. So,
at this point, Zay in training camp, they call them the dog days for a reason because you're kind of sick of each other against one another.
Yeah, for sure.
But is there anybody on that offensive line who, like, they step in front of you on a play or something like that and you go, oh, no, not you again? Like, what is it?
I won't necessarily say not you, but really just all the O-line. It's like you're always in for a treat with them, especially when you're blitzing, coming off the edge, especially seeing, like, Gentry and Jay Woody, these boys. So it's always a good experience.
A lot of people have talked about continuity with the scheme on the defensive side, coaching staff, a lot of players back. How much can that help translate onto the field right in game one?
Really just trusting in the process, I would say, especially with Jay Hill. The plays that he calls, it puts us in a great position, especially playing these different teams, having different schemes. I feel like every game we're always ready for the team just because the game plan that he has for us. So,
how much better do you feel another year in this system knowing what you're supposed to do?
Makes it a little bit easier for me, and I can play a little bit faster.
As a playmaker, what would you contribute? What are some of the things that you do preparation-wise that contributes to you getting picks, being around the ball all the time?
I would say really just helping my teammates get prepared. I don't know, me being able to, especially last season, going through all the games, all the game plans, playing against these Big 12 teams, I feel like I can help the younger guys, especially that haven't got as much play time and stuff. So, I don't know, really just going into every Big 12 game, I don't know, I can just help in any way I can, really. So,
do you have a goal as far as picks this year?
I don't yet, honestly, so.
Any young guys impressing you?
Defense or offense?
Defense,
I would probably say. I like our safeties. The younger safeties are nice. And then our DBs, really. And then we have a couple guys on our front that are doing their job. They're really impressive, so.
Yeah. Defense or offense, so I'm assuming there's somebody on the offensive side with the young guys and you're coming back and you're like, wow, he's always making plays.
Well, I would say really just the quarterbacks. I don't know, you kind of get a mix of all three of them, and I like going against all. You always get different looks, really. So, and then I think Bear, going against him it's really fun just because he's a young guy and, like, you know, not really into the system yet. He's, I wouldn't say necessarily like, no, it's just a good look, I would say, so.
Is it weird looking at a quarterback who looks like he should be lining up next to you on number 47?
For sure. It's always weird seeing it. You see the double-digit numbers as a quarterback. It's always pretty weird, so.
How tough was it to get back to the grind after a little bit of a team bonding trip to Jordanelle and Heber Valley and get back to the grind camp?
I feel like it was not too bad. It's really just, I don't know, the bonding kind of helped our defense. I feel like we needed it, and then just a little day off for fall camp. So,
cliches, you learn something when you travel. What you learned about some of these new guys?
I just know these.
When you went over.
I just know these guys like to snore a lot. So,
there a nickname for you and Kelly, the tandem at linebacker? You guys have any sort of nickname in the linebacker unit?
We call it Jag Jelly. That's the male, yeah.
Anything between you two as a tandem?
I don't know. You could say PB and Jelly.
Hey, he's Jelly.
For sure. So.
Anything else?